Blog Talk Radio.
It's Mr. Sycamore's place. 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 I'm glad you could join me today. I really appreciate your listening ear. Come on. It's Mr. Sycamore's place. It's Mr. Sycamore's place. It's Mr. Sycamore's place. It's Mr. Sycamore's place. Family, friends, that comes to even people I don't know.
If I know you're right, I'm with you. If I feel that you're wrong, I don't have nothing against you, but I ain't with you. And I say that because I want you all to know that just because Public Enemy is my favorite rap group of all time, that is not the reason that I'm coming to the defense of Chuck D of Public Enemy today. I also want you all to know that I know Chuck is a man. I've met Chuck before. I've heard him speak. I don't even mean the in the form of the group Public Enemy performing. I've seen them as well. But I've seen Chuck speaking. I've been at engagements where he spoke. If you all notice, I'm in a picture with Chuck D. Once again, this is not because I'm a big fan of Public Enemy. This is because I feel that Chuck D is 100% right on what everybody is giving him a big issue about. Now, a lot of people are going to jump on me about this as well. And just like I said about Chuck D, Mr. Sycamore is a man. I know Chuck don't need me to come to his defense. But I just felt like it was on YouTube, from the comments, from the videos on YouTube, and I know that everybody, including myself, loved themselves some Tupac. But you have to have your man about you. You have to have your man in the right place. You have to give thought to certain situations. You can't just because you're a fan or because that's a person you love or those are people you love just be all off the wall with stuff. Anyone who knows hip-hop, knows that what Chuck D is saying is 100% correct. Now, a lot of you might be lost. A lot of you might not even know what I'm talking about. But what I'm talking about is Chuck D took to Twitter and on his Twitter account, he was saying that LL Cool J should nab a rock and roll nomination before Tupac. And all hell broke loose. Because just like Beyonce, you can't talk about Beyonce to this generation in the Beehive, you cannot talk about Tupac. Oh, no. You cannot talk about Tupac. Once again, and I'm not going to say this throughout my whole show, I'm a fan of Tupac. I was a fan of Tupac. Love Tupac's music. Love Tupac movies, all but one. But anyway, Tupac is a man just like anyone else was a man. Tupac wasn't a god. And a lot of people see him as a god. They see him as, oh, he was the best. He was the Messiah. Cut that. Like I said, you got to have some mind about yourself. Tupac was one of the greatest. And I don't care who out there want to jump on me and bash me about that. Was he the greatest? No. And with that being said, that's Mr. Sycamore's opinion. All of us have opinions. That's the difference in us. That's what makes us unique. We have opinions. And a lot of people aren't going to like my opinion. And that's their prerogative for having their opinions of not liking my opinion. Chuck D said, got forever love for Pac, but there ain't a solo rap act that should get in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for LL Cool J. I don't care about what naysayers think. And I agree with it. You have to look at things from a standpoint of being correct, not from just your feelings. And that's what I think a lot, matter of fact, it ain't what I think. Everyone who thinks Chuck is wrong are in their feelings. And they need to come up out the feelings. It was a lot of people, and I got kind of, you know, frustrated about the shows. I mean, you know, the videos that I saw on YouTube, and how everyone wants to say, well, you know, he's old. He don't know what he's talking about. He kicked Professor Griff out of the group and kept Flavor for age. Chuck D don't know what he's talking about. He only need to see this butt down. Pop will wrap him under the table. Blah, blah, blah. Yada, yada, yada. And all of that. Listen, people. Let me say this. And let me say this the best that I can. Any and everything that goes on this planet should go down by way of order. Things should go down by way of order. Now, you know, a lot of people want to say that, you know, it goes with, and I don't want to put it on the era, because error doesn't make the person. Like I said, it's an emotional tag that they have on their sleeve, and they need to get some scissors and clip it off. LL Cool J, called the GOAT, the greatest of all times by a lot of people, should be inducted into the Hall of Fame, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, before. He should be nominated into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame before Tupac. Why do I say this? Let me try to break it down a little bit for you. And like I said, these people that's wearing it on the sleeve, I'm already in the room. But I'm going to break it down for you. Because sometimes you have to say to certain people certain things to make them say, ah, I looked at it like that. Now, for some reason, I had a big open spot, so I'm going to have to edit this show, and that I will do. But as I was stating before the technical difficulties came in, yes, LL Cool J should be nominated into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame before Tupac. Now, come on, people, really and honestly, for all of you out there saying that LL Cool J was nothing, for all of you out there who's saying LL Cool J only made songs for women, for one, we know that's off the wall. I'm Bad. Was that for women? Mama C Locked You Out. Was that for women? I mean, come on now, be realistic. Don't just be out there throwing stuff off the top of your head and, like I said, wearing stuff on your sleeves. Not only that, LL Cool J has been in this game. Album Radio was released to critical acclaim, not just an album that was put out, to critical acclaim in 85. Back then, we didn't have internet. Back then, we didn't have where you could go on the internet and just go to whatever these sites are and get music and download it and help the record sell it. No, this was hustling time. LL Cool J had a label on his back. One of the biggest hip-hop, if not the biggest hip-hop label there was, Def Jam. LL Cool J did that. Then Public Enemy came in. You know, they took the torch years later. But LL, I mean, they had the Beastie Boys, and no discredit to the Beastie Boys, but LL was music. LL was the main person that you thought of when the hip-hop. Listen, no discredit to, you know, any of the other hip-hop artists out there. But we're talking about LL and Tupac. Awesome, people. Let me just say that. Tupac was awesome. But right is right, and Chuck is right. And once again, let me go back. 85, his first album. Tupac was born in 71. He was only born 3 years earlier. So it's not like there's a big jump in their ages. Like a lot of you were trying to say, Chuck being so old. I can ask a lot of you Tupac fans right now. His first album. Name three songs off of his first album. What was his label at the time that album came out? I guarantee all of you hip-hop, all Tupac is the greatest fans wouldn't even be able to answer, but probably one of those questions, the only thing they can probably tell me is Brenda had a baby. And it's not Brenda had a baby. I just said that because that's what a lot of people be saying. I guarantee you that outside of that, you can't do anything but sing the hook, which was sung by Dave Hollis. You can't tell me the lyrics. Once again, not discrediting Tupac, love Tupac. I'm just saying that a lot of people might say, well, we ain't talking about his first album. We ain't talking about his first album. Oh, yeah. It's weird. First album included. You got people that can tell you LL's first album. You got people that can read off the man's shit. LL still in the game. Not just the rap game. In movies. Now, what LL does behind closed doors, I don't know. A lot of people, oh, y'all need to try to stop him from messing with transgenders. I don't know nothing about that. The whole thing is you want to get out there and jump on everything except for the subject at hand, which is who should be in there. And if it's between those two people, which is Tupac and LL Cool J, Tupac should be the latter of the ones being. Let me just say this. Beyonce is great. I just have to say that because for you teeny boppers, for y'all 2000s, this new millennial group, for y'all 90s babies, for the 2000s, Beyonce is great. Beyonce is hot. I'm not meaning her figure. I'm not meaning her looks. I'm talking about music. We're talking about music now. We're talking about music. But it would be a slap in the face. It would be a slap in the face for Beyonce to be inducted in any kind of musical content or her legacy to be thought of as for her to be put in. Let's say women whose song got put into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It would be a slap in the face for y'all to put Beyonce in there before Anita Baker. It would be a slap in the face to put Beyonce in there before Aretha Franklin. It would even be a slap in the face to put her in there before Mariah Carey. Now, I'm not saying that Beyonce didn't have more record sales. I'm not saying for all of you out there who are looking at her body, looking at the way she gyrates, the clothes she wears, I'm not saying that. I'm saying for hot artists who paved the way, who did what they needed to do, and who have tenure in the game, should be put in there based on their tenure. LL has been around since 84. 84. That doesn't take any away from Tupac. Y'all just making something big that shouldn't even be big. That don't take nothing away from Tupac. Nothing. Tupac jumped in the game, 91, I want to say? 7 years later than LL Cool J, and when he jumped in the game, LL Cool J, who had already been in the game years before, still was running things. LL Cool J was still running things in the game when Tupac was in the game in the beginning. Don't act like you don't know. Revolutionary. Tupac was a hell of a rapper. But y'all got to fix your minds and get right with right. And get off my man Chuck B. Get off of him. This is the day. If you're going to be for real about some things and use your mind and get your mind about things, y'all know Chuck B is right. How in the world would you put Floyd Mayweather into a boxing hall of fame before you put Evander Holyfield, Mike Tyson, Muhammad Ali? That ain't right. Yeah, Floyd Mayweather's a hell of a boxer, but come on. And that's the only thing we're saying about Tupac and LA. We ain't as good as Tupac at all. A hell of a rap. Want up, be great. And y'all can say what you want about me saying want up, be greatest and not be great. A lot of you might come and try to ask me, well, who is the greatest? Heck, I don't know. It was so many of them. Chuck D is one of them. Big Daddy Kane, Cool G Rap, Nas. I mean, there's a plethora of them. But to say outright who's the greatest MC of all time when there's so many hot ones that came before and was still hot after he was gone and still in the game, and still he's the one, not just in the rap game, but even in the industry of movies, cinema, he ain't brought nothing to the table. LL Cool J opened the doors for Tupac. I can guarantee you, let me take that back, because I can't guarantee nothing that I don't know for sure. But I'm willing to bet you that if Tupac was here, he'd tell you he looked up to LL and he tried to mimic him in some sort of way. Who didn't want to be LL Cool J? And who didn't want to sing to the ladies or rap to the ladies? Who didn't rap, I need love? Who didn't rap, I need love? Who didn't rap, I need love? The hardest MC, I bet you, was rapping I Need Love. So y'all can get up off of that. Stay up off my boy Chuck D. Now, if y'all want to jump on him about something else, hey, do what you do. But to jump on him about this and to say that he don't know what he's talking about, and he need to sit his old butt down, and Public Enemy wasn't this and Public Enemy wasn't that. Public Enemy I run circles around with accolades and all of that. I run circles around your favorite MC in anything. I know a lot of y'all looking right now trying to find something to say, well, Mr. Sycamore, you wrong. Instead of saying, yeah, you right. I just gave you examples with Floyd Mayweather trying to put him in before, you know, Tyson and them. That wouldn't make no sense. I gave you examples with Beyonce trying to put her in before Anita or Aretha Franklin. That wouldn't make no sense. It wouldn't make no sense to put Trey Songz in something before you would put Cheryl LaVert or before you would put Marvin Gaye. It don't make no sense, people. You got to have your mind about something. Get it off your sleeve, your emotions, and think right. And when you think right, you'll act right. All this bashing, I ain't going to call none of these people out on YouTube, even though I love to, but that ain't the way for me to go, because I ain't trying to make this a negative thing. I'm just trying to make this a y'all need to get your minds right thing. And maybe, just maybe, when you look at this, or should I say listening to this, you'll be like, yeah, Mr. Sycamore, you're right. If you got any kind of maturity about you, and if you know things instead of just going off of, I know because I heard this music. Heck, you can listen to anybody that said they got music. You can listen to anybody that said they got good music. Record sales don't mean good music. Record labels don't mean good music. All it means is record. You know, you got somebody out there buying your stuff, and that's just the it thing for now. LL Cool J people, we ain't talking about no who better him or Tupac. That ain't what the whole deal is, and that ain't what Chuck means. We're talking about tenure, who should be where, when, and if it's done in the right order. New Edition shouldn't be nowhere before the OJs. I hope y'all got my point. I really do. I really hope y'all got my point. And like I said, I ain't bashing nobody. I'm just saying, use your mind, get your mind about yourself, and understand right from wrong instead of wearing it on your sleeve. I'm out of here.